This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Google is being sued for racial discrimination. And the lawsuit, it's a class action lawsuit brought by James Damore and others who have been discriminated against because of the color of their skin. And what's fascinating about this is that their skin color is really not so much color. Their skin color is white. And Google, according to the lawsuit, systematically discriminates against people based solely on the color of their skin if their skin happens to lack color. So not only is their skin, does it have a deficiency of color, but then Google punishes you for being born that way. Now, what's really fascinating about this is, of course, we have history as a country, a history of discrimination against people based on the color of their skin, and also a history of discrimination of people based on their gender. So there was a time when there was systematic institutionalized discrimination against people who were black or people who were women, and that was correctly condemned as being wrong and inhumane and unfair. And so the civil rights movement for many years fought against that and said that everybody deserves to be treated equally based on merit, not based on the color of their skin. If a black person is qualified to get into a university, let's say, they should be allowed to enter the university. If a woman is has the prerequisites, then she should be allowed to enter a university, and so on. And over the past couple generations and several decades, a tremendous progress has been made to the point where we had a black president. We had a female black attorney general named Loretta Lynch. There is no systematic institutional discrimination today against black people or against women. In its place, there is now institutional discrimination against people like James Damore, people who were born without skin pigmentation, people who are not of color. Now, the civil rights movement has become, sadly, weaponized against people of non-color. So where before the rally, the battle cry, was that people should be treated with dignity and people should be treated equally, now the rally cry of the left, which has become deranged, demented, intolerant, and full of hatred, is that all whites must be killed, or whites must be discriminated against, whites must be silenced, whites must not be allowed to enter universities, and so on. This is the new rally of the left. So what used to be a legitimate, merit-based civil rights movement that was trying to right terrible wrongs in the history of our country has itself become a system of institutionalized discrimination. What's next? Will white people have to sit in the back of the bus? Well, Sheila Jackson Lee already pulled that stunt on an airline where she took over the seat of a white woman and kicking her off the plane. It wasn't even go to the back of the plane. It was get off the plane. I'm taking your seat. Sheila Jackson Lee is a member of Congress for Texas, a congressional district, I think, in Houston. This is a very serious issue now, because discrimination is now not just tolerated, but endorsed and promoted by the left, as long as it is discrimination against whites. Somehow this is considered equality to punish white people. And it's true in colleges and universities across America. You are penalized by many universities in your college entrance scoring system for being Caucasian, for not having sufficient color. And by the way, many universities also penalize people for being Asian. So if you're the wrong color, if you're the color of being an Asian, you're really penalized in California universities, because Asians, and I'm married to a woman of Asian descent, Asians are really academically smart, in case you haven't noticed. They're really smart academically, and they would take practically all the entrance slots in California if the California school system didn't discriminate against them for being Asian. So discrimination has become institutionalized in places like California, and in other areas, in the government, for example. I've talked before about how city police departments routinely discriminate against people who have a lack of skin color in their who gets promotions and who gets raises. It's people of certain selected colors, but those colors don't include Caucasian. So this will be interesting now to see what happens to this class action lawsuit against Google. I hope it succeeds in a big way. In fact, I hope that people who have been discriminated against across America rise up and file class action lawsuits against their employers and against universities and against government departments and police departments and fire departments and so on. Because discrimination is wrong, no matter who is the target of that discrimination. If we're going to have a society rooted in equal opportunity, true social justice, true fairness, then no discrimination should be tolerated in any context. No one should be penalized or given extra bonus points for getting a job or getting into a university or keeping their job or getting a raise or a promotion or anything else. It should all be merit-based. Whoever is the most qualified should get the job or get the raise or get the entrance into the college, regardless of their gender, regardless of their skin color, regardless of their religion, regardless of their sexual orientation, regardless of their country of origin, regardless of how well they speak English, anything. If they are the most qualified, they should get the job. That is the system that we need. But that's the system that is hated by the left, because the left doesn't want now a merit-based system. The left wants death to whites. The left wants whites to be punished. The left wants whites to be kept down in society. That is the sad truth of the matter that it has become. I mean, you talk about an unfair, insane system. That's what it has become now in America. Unbelievable. But that's the truth. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com. You can read some of my other websites at intolerance.news, as well as leftcult.com. Check out leftcult.com for more details. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.